Chapter 37.
"Get everyone out of here," Nath said. The dragon rose up from the lake and let out a terrifying sound. Troglin shook. The townsfolk fell, covering their ears. They ran screaming. Nath rallied his men and dwarfs.
"What kind of a dragon is that?"
Bezog said. It towered over 30 feet tall. Its body was armored in sharp horns and scales. Its footsteps were storms surging out of the waters. It was terror. It was power. It was evil.
"It's a hull,"
Nath said. His heart pounded inside his chest.
"Part of the Titan race. I've never seen one before. They lurk in the belly of the sea, only surfacing every few centuries."
He shook his head.
"This is not good."
Nath loaded his first arrow into Akron's string.
"We need to lead it away," he said. "Ben, get those people to safety. The same for your dwarves, Brenwar. Get them all out of harm's way. Hurry!"
The hull sloshed through the water, walked through a pier, and crushed it into pieces. Busted boats up like twigs. Picked them up and smashed them together. In three strides, the hull was on the beach. It drew a deep breath into its lungs.
"Move!"
Nath yelled. The enormous dragon's horned head and tail ignited with a brilliant blue energy. Nath fired. His arrow rocketed through the air into the dragon's face. Its blue breath shot out all over the sky. Bursts of blue lightning rained down, igniting everything it touched. The boardwalk was burning. The store roofs caught fire.
"Come on!"
Nath yelled, waving his bow at the great beast. He fired again. The hull's head snapped back. Its nostrils flared. Its eyes narrowed on Nath.
"That's right. Here I am."
He backpedaled away.
"Come and get me, you ugly beast!"
The hull let out another terrifying roar. Its great foot stomped the ground. Nath's feet flew out from underneath him.
"Sultans of Sulphur!"
He licked and knocked a Morite arrow and let it fly. It sunk into the hull dragon's eyelid. The hull reared up. The muscles on its neck bulged. Nath fell to the ground, covering his ears. His legs turned to noodles. A shadow covered him. The dragon's foot hung above him and started coming down.
"Great Guza!"
Nath curled up into a ball and closed his eyes. Nath didn't feel a thing.
"That wasn't so painful."
He popped open his eyes. The hull was 20 yards in front of him. He lay in the grasses on the bank.
"How'd I do that?"
"You didn't,"
Bezog's voice said in his head.
"Now get moving. He sees you."
The hull craned its neck from side to side. It checked under his foot and grunted.
"Ha ha! You missed me!"
Nath yelled. It roared and started running. Nath ran away from the town, legs pumping. The hull wasn't moving fast, but its long stride shook the ground and kept pace with him. Nath stretched his lead to 100 yards.
"He'll never catch me."
A bright light caught the corner of his eye. He glanced over his shoulder. A blast of lightning blue fire was coming straight for him. He dove to the ground.
"Whoa!"
he screamed. The fire danced over his arms and chest. It sizzled and danced on his scales. It was painful. Awful.
"Whoa!"
he screamed again. The hull stormed right towards him. Nath scrambled up, grimacing, and ran. Ahead, shelter was in the great rocks.
"Faster, Nath, faster."
He began to stretch his lead. The hull was still coming. The town became smaller, safer with every stride.
"Good."
He turned and started running backwards while loading another exploding arrow. If he could shoot into its mouth the next time it took a breath, he just might be able to stop it. Otherwise, he had no idea what the hull's weakness was. The hull dragon slowed its pace and stopped. Its scales and horns lit up, crackled with blue energy. Nath stopped and drew the arrow along his cheek.
"Perfect,"
he said.
"Up and wide."
Its scales and tail twinkled, and its blue eyes narrowed. It was there, evil and enormous. There was a blinding blue flash.
What?
Nath covered his eyes. Colorful spots were all over. He shook his head and rubbed his eyes. He felt dizzy. Finally, he reopened his eyes. The hall was gone. Entirely. Bezog kept his eyes fixed on Nath. The dragon man was moments from death, curled up in a ball on the beach. Bezog summoned the power of the Elderwood staff. He reached out with an invisible hand, grabbed Nath, and flung him from harm's path.
That was close!
Smoke, fire, shouts and screams. The people of Troglan formed a line on the beach and raced buckets of water up the shore. The fire was spreading fast. Renoir had ordered his dwarves to assist, but their efforts so far were in vain. The dragon's fire spread too fast. Troglan would perish.
What is that fool doing?
Renoir said, watching Nath run.
Drawing the menace away,
Bezog said.
And it's working.
He knows I can't keep up with him,
Renoir said, shaking his warhammer.
That's cheating. He wants to kill it all by himself. Well, I ain't gonna let that happen.
Bezog would never get used to the dwarfin spirit of fighting anything, anywhere. The hull dragon's roar was the most terrifying thing he'd ever heard, not to mention what he'd seen. This was a monster in every sense of the word. Terrifying. He wanted to run. Hide. He had to act.
What are you waiting on, wizard?
Renoir pointed.
Get us up there!
What do you mean?
Bezog said, with a tremble in his voice.
We've got to help Nath,
Renoir said.
Pilpin, get the chest and make it quick.
Bezog's mind was scrambled. Fighting humanoids was one thing. A three-story dragon was another thing. It might be impossible to wound. He rubbed his smoke-stung eyes. The town was about to perish. He wasn't sure what to do. Save the town? Or his friend?
I hope you're doing something, wizard,
Renoir said.
Because standing here isn't helping anything.
Bezog shook his head and pointed his staff at the lake waters. He started an elvish chant, twirling the staff in tight circles. A funnel spouted out of the waters.
Get everyone clear,
Bezog yelled. The tornado of water raced up the beach, over the boardwalk and into the town, washing every burning building in sight. The flames started to sizzle and extinguish. Smoke began to roll like a heavy fog.
Let's hope that does it,
Bezog said, watching the tornado attack any flame in its path.
Let's go after Nath.
Bezog and Renoir raced after the hull. Nath was leading it away toward the rocks. A good thing, but they were too far away to help. The beast was distant, and Bezog was already laboring for breath. Renoir didn't move very fast on his short legs either. The hull had slowed to a stop. There was a bright blue flash, and the great dragon disappeared.
By my beard! Did you see that?
Renoir said.
It's gone. Nath better not have killed it.
Bezog could see Nath standing all alone in the field with his bow ready when another blinding flash hit. While Bezog was blinking the stars from his eyes, the hull appeared again. It was right behind Nath. Bezog and Renoir started waving their arms and yelling and pointing.
Move! It's behind you!
Nath was staring at an empty field, where a moment earlier, a hull dragon the size of a large building had stood. Was nothing. There was a strange smell of something burning that tickled his nose. Something flashed like lightning behind him. That's when Bezog and Renoir appeared far away, and they were waving frantically. He felt a giant shadow over him. He turned. The hull was right over the top of him, clutching at his head.
No!
He fired into the hull's great belly, point-blank range. The blast blew him off his feet. He sailed head over heels. His limbs were numb. A lizard's foot the size of a horse rose up and came down.
Not again!
Nath balled up like a rock. Pain erupted all over. Things cracked and squished in his body. He couldn't move. He'd only been awake a few days, and now the thought of any more days was over. Death lingered over Nath in the form of the ugliest dragon he'd ever seen. It leaned down and roared at him once more. He thought his ears would burst. He tried to cover them. His arms wouldn't move fast enough.
If I can move, I can fight.
He rolled up to one knee and reached for his bow. It lay in the grass a few feet away, but it might as well have been a mile. With every muscle in pain, he stretched out for it. The Hull sucked in another great breath and fixed his fiery blue eyes on him.
Shoot it, Nath, shoot!
He was too late. Down came the fire. Down came the pain.
Take hold of my staff, Brenwar,
Bezog said.
What for?
The dwarf replied.
Never mind then,
Bezog said. He started summoning his power. He needed to get to Nath and get there quick. Brenwar wrapped one paw around the staff and said,
Oh, no, you don't. You won't be fighting that dragon without me. Now hurry up, will you?
Bezog fixed his eyes on Nath. Power surged in his veins. He envisioned himself moving instantly from where he was to where he needed to be. A portal opened. He stepped through time and space. A split second later, he was under the Hull's gaping mouth.
You trying to get us killed, wizard?
Brenwar yelled. Bezog jammed the Elderwood staff into the ground and shouted,
Orientengalinuris!
A geyser of blue fire erupted from the dragon's snout. Blue flames of lightning scattered everywhere. Bezog took a breath. His protective dome had formed. It covered them all. Brenwar, himself, and Nath. Nath fought his way back to his feet, shaking. He clutched his head and sides. He looked more dead than alive.
Thanks,
Nath managed to say. The Hull started pounding away at the mystic dome. It scratched, clawed, and kicked. Its blows were thunder, its eyes lightning.
I can't hold it much longer,
Bezog said, arms shaking.
We have to be ready to run.
Run,
Brenwar said.
There be no running. Take down that shield. Me and Warhammer be ready.
Bezog's arms trembled, and his knees started to bend. The Hull was seconds away from overtaking them. All of them.
Just give me a little more time, Bezog,
Nath said. The Hull rammed its horns into the dome. It started cracking.
I can't hold it any longer,
Bezog said.
If you're going to do something, do it now.
Nath had hunting arrows, Moorite arrows, and exploding arrows, but he didn't think any of them could do the trick. Not alone. He laid his quiver down at his side and pulled his last three exploding arrows out and wet the tips. They glowed with red light. He knocked them all on Akron's string. Taking a knee, he took aim, stretching the bowstring tight. His chest and shoulders burned like fire. Something inside him had broken, but he held his aim.
Give me your best, Akron,
he said. The Hull drew back its great arm, punched, and shattered the dome. Bezog collapsed in a heap of robes, bleeding at the nose. The enormous Hull dragon reared up and exposed its great neck.
Cover Bezog, Brenwar!
Nath let the arrows fly. The Hull stumbled backwards and toppled like a stone. Nath skipped across the burning grass. Everything was hazing, ringing, quiet, and smoking. Somehow, Nath rolled to his knees. Brenwar helped Bezog to his feet, and they stood there gaping. The Hull was slowly struggling to rise. It shook its great neck. It was angry. Worse, it was still living. Nath's clawed hands fell on Fang's hilt.
I need you now more than ever, brother.
The hilt was hot, but not burning. He unsheathed the blade. It was bright as the sun. Nath raised it over his head and charged, yelling,
I am Dragon!
Brenwar sped after him with his warhammer ready. Bezog rushed with his staff. Nath jabbed Fang into the hull's chest. Ice formed over its scales. It spread fast. Bezog encircled its legs with mystic energy. Brenwar busted it in the snout. The great beast writhed over the ground. It squirmed and hissed.
Get out of here, Bezog!
Nath yelled.
And watch out for his tail!
The tail flicked with blue fire and struck Nath like a bolt of lightning.
Oh!
Pain erupted in every inch of his body. He held on. He drove Fang deeper. The great hull dragon roared. Brenwar popped it in the snout again. The tail licked out, cracked like thunder, and struck Brenwar in the chest, skipping him over the stones.
No!
Nath yelled, yanking Fang free. He gritted his teeth.
Try that again!
The tail flicked his way again, flashing like lightning. Nath swung Fang with all his might. He clipped the end of the tail off. The hull twisted and howled. The blue lights in his eyes went black. The crackling energy on its horns disappeared. Its tail swished back and forth like a headless snake. Brenwar rose up from the rocks and charged over. He brought Warhammer down on the back of the hull dragon's skull. The hull moved no more.